Over the last few years, the city of Columbus has torn down more than 1,000 vacant homes in an effort to improve neighborhoods. But the city is having trouble developing those now vacant lots. One goal was to rebuild single-family homes, but that's only happened a few dozen times. As WOSU's Olivia Miltner reports, one reason is the process is tough for average home buyers to navigate.
4 years ago, the city tore down a blighted house at 142 Dakota Avenue. The Franklinton lot has new life thanks to a charming, brand-new two-story home with a covered front-sitting porch. Friendly flowers and manicured shrubs fill a front garden, and inside, it displays bold artwork and dynamic furniture. Zach Rowe loves his decor, particularly the yellow chair in the living room. He decided to purchase the house about 3 years ago after facing rising rents for apartments.
So I felt like owning a home would mean that I wasn't just throwing my money away, that I was building equity.
As a first-time low-income buyer, Rowe worked with the Franklinton Development Association, the nonprofit that built the home. But he ran into a lot of problems. He couldn't find an appraiser because no comparable houses were in the area. Then, as he was about to close the deal, the Franklinton Development Association said they couldn't accept his FHA loan.
Emergency situations happen way more than we expected it, and maybe that's a part of every home buying process. I don't know. It felt like a very mishandled, mismanaged system that we were in, but I've heard from a lot of other home buyers that it is really complicated.
The city lowered the cost of the house when a private lender eventually approved Rowe for less money. Tax abatements were supposed to help offset higher monthly payments, but 2 years into his stay, he says he still hasn't received them. Rowe says his wide support system of family and friends was essential to his outcome, which, in the end, took about a year.
I don't think that a normal family, especially, or someone who is new to the area, or someone without a wide variety of resources at their disposal would have been able to complete it.
Stories like Rose illustrate the difficulty of redeveloping blighted neighborhoods. The Columbus Land Bank has demolished more than 1,000 properties since 2012, but only about 4% have been sold as single-family homes. Judy Box is the president of the Franklinton Area Commission. She wants to work with City Council to create a clear process for acquiring land bank properties. She says making people include a housing plan with their application is unreasonable, as are the constantly changing application requirements.
The Franklinton Development Association, the city saved a lot of lots for them that nobody else could buy, and the FDA then got the grants, and it was a quick slam dunk, we can go ahead and do it. When it's John and Susie Smith who want to do it, it's a different ballgame.
Columbus Land Bank Administrator John Turner says the land bank requires blueprints to help drive away speculators. Application requirements change to fix issues as they arise, but he says they try to honor existing applications. He says the main challenge facing everyday people looking to buy an empty land bank lot is the market.
The hurdle has always been the cost to build a new house in the areas in which we own lots typically exceeds the post-construction appraisal value of that house.
Because of this, the land bank sells lots mostly to either adjacent property owners or nonprofit organizations, which build mostly affordable or rental units. Ohio State professor Rachel Garshick-Kleet studies urban planning. She says promoting a wide variety of housing in all neighborhoods helps decrease economic inequality. She says two ways to help are weaving affordable housing into wealthier neighborhoods and promoting homeownership in low-income areas.
I mean, if you're focusing on bringing a neighborhood back, with quotes, you know, then homeownership, very visible, new fixing up of homes is the way to get that market started again.
Despite his difficulties, Rowe says he finds it hard to complain.
I got through the process and I got a great home that is worth way more than what I paid for it.
Rowe says he's met great people and he loves Franklinton. Now he hopes other people can have the same opportunity. Olivia Miltner, WOSU News.